Hello and welcome to Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Media Trust. I am Salma Ibrahim Adeoye. Public spaces in Nigeria have been in overdrive since the appearance on social media of what appears to be screenshots of bank alerts received by some Borno State civil servants. According to the said screenshots, the civil servant in question received less than 10,000 naira in salaries. How true are these claims? Join us on today's episode of Nigeria Daily to find out. First, we speak to a Borno State civil servant who says that he is a teacher.
Our salary structure is that, for instance, I am graduate in University of Maiduguri with Education Economics Department, but my salary is that they pay me 11,960. But now, in this effort, they reduce it to 9,960 something.
Since when have you been working with the state government?
I have worked in about 20 years, 2003 I have started the work.
But they say there was an exam or test from the state government and some people have failed, but they decided to retain them because of the insecurity and all other things. Are you among those that were being retained?
No, I am not among them. I have brought it and I have scored it, sir.
So what did the state government told you, the reason why you have not been enrolled?
You know that problem, our problem, you don't have to apply your problem to anybody, just to keep quiet and see them. Anything that they did, this is what they did. If you fail it, you fail it. But nobody would say you are the problem you are.
But what are you doing now? What measures are you taking? Are you doing other things to see maybe sponsor yourself?
You know the situation of the country. I have my wife and children. So one mudu of shinkafa is, they are selling it about 2,000 naira. Shall I stay with that 7,000 or 11,000 with my family?
And do you go to work every day, Monday to Friday, or is a part-time work you are doing?
Every day I have been to my work, and I have paid 200 naira every day for my transport.
Okay. There was a story that some people are being trained for so that they would develop their skills. Are you among those that are undergoing the training?
No, I'm not. I have graduated university. I don't have any problem with that. And then I have education diploma in degree in economics department.
On the other hand, we spoke with another civil servant at the local government level who revealed that he had been working for almost 20 years now and was receiving only 20,000 naira per month.
Absolutely, our government is trying its possible best. But the salary we are receiving is not, food is no longer affordable now. And that the salary we are receiving is too small.
How much are you receiving in your department?
Initially, I am receiving 21,000.
At what level?
But last one, I don't know the reason why my 1,000 naira is no longer there.
What level are you now?
I was employed in 1993, level 3. And I went further and obtained my diploma. I am now level 13. My 13 is at hand. It's not, implemented. But I'm receiving at the salary of, that is level 8, 21,000 naira. But now it's 20,000 naira.
But are you not able to pass the test that the state government conducted, or what happened?
The problem is, an individual, we cannot constitute any action against the government. We have our levels. These levels, they are there to protect our own interests. We are now just looking at them. I don't know. Is it for their interests? Man cannot foot across what is exactly happening.
But the state government is saying they just retain you because of the insurgency in the state. Isn't that reasonable?
It's reasonable in one way or the other. Because, whatever I said now, anything that you cannot attest, you cannot just tell anything whatever you like. You get me right?
Mm.
Absolutely, the insurgency is very terrible. This is the reason why, before I even started explaining, I told you that the government is trying its possible best.
You are listening to Nigeria Daily. We'll be going on a break, so please stay tuned. Welcome back. This is Nigeria Daily, coming to you from Media Trust. In today's episode, we are looking into a recent revelation about the salaries being received by some civil servants in Borno State. We've earlier heard from some of these workers, but what does the Borno State government have to say about these allegations?
My name is Abdurrahman Ahmed Bundi. I am Senior Special Assistant to the Governor of Borno State on New Media. Yeah, first of all, let me make it clear that Borno has a salary structure that can be obtained in any part of the country. As we all know, Nigeria operates under a 30,000 minimum wage at the moment. So every staff in Borno State, every genuine staff in Borno State is not receiving less than that minimum wage.
So this issue, is it only pertaining to teachers or even other sectors?
Well, what
because
has
there
been
are speculations
on the
that even
media,
some health workers are receiving such meager salaries. Like the allegation is that some people receive less than 20,000, as even low as 8,000 or 15,000.
Yeah, I have followed keenly and watched, and I've seen a lot of people sharing screenshots of salaries, claiming that they are teachers in Borno and receiving as. Such paltry. So the fact is that these are set of unqualified teachers that could not pass the competency test conducted by the Borno State government. Mm. So Borno introduced a competency test in order to sanitize the primary education system, mm. so that quality education can be imparted to pupils. So after the competency test, about only 5,257 out of 15,823 teachers that presented themselves for the test passed. Mm. So we have among them about 6,227 who are found to be trainable, and then there are 4,339 non-trainable. So despite cumulatively, it will give you that about 10,556 teachers who are not qualified. So, but instead of disengaging them from service, the governor, out of compassion, decided that no, Borno is just coming out of insurgency, and relieving such number from service is will not augur well for the state. So let us devise a kind of program that can train some of them that can be able to cope and catch up, and then we bring them back to the service and then engage them, upgrade them to start receiving the minimum wage.
What plans do the government have in store for those that you have classified different classes, especially those that you said will be upgraded, and the remaining, what is the plan for the government? Does the government intend to finally disengage them or what?
No. The government is not disengaging anybody from service. At the end of the training session, anybody that cannot be able to cope up will be transferred elsewhere rather than education department to engage in services such as implanting and other departments rather than the education. But obviously, government has no intention to disengage anybody from service.
That was the special advisor on new media to the Borno State government. And what do people of Borno State think about the whole saga? Abubakar M. Kareto, an analyst who has been closely following the situation for a long time, shares his insight.
I am Abubakar Mohamed Kareto. I am a public affairs analyst within Nigeria and Africa at large. For us to appreciate what is really happening, okay, we need to know the background on how it started.
All right.
This issue dated back to decades back, when federal government approved the national minimum wage of 18,000.
Mm.
The government did an analysis and survey and discovered that there are some local governments that their allocation cannot cater for the manpower at their disposal.
Mm.
What I mean is they have a larger size of manpower that their income cannot settle.
Mm.
So during that time, the government agreed that some local government will not get the increment, while some that have a smaller workforce will have a percentile increment. Some local government got 60%, some local government got less than that, some local government got nothing. And local governments that were affected mostly at that time were those local government in Borno Central and then in southern Borno. In Borno Central, for example, like JRA-MMC, and then in Borno South, probably Biu Askiraoba and the rest. But smaller local governments like Ngunze, Marte in northern Borno got a reasonable percentage of increment at that time. So this created that problem from the inception.
Where did the Borno government got it wrong in the salary saga, to the extent that people are judging them for being unfair?
Thank you. Where the state government got it wrong is this. You first need to cleanse the payroll.
Okay.
There are a lot of unwanted staff on those payrolls.
Okay.
People who stayed with SSC for more than 5 years and didn't you see a reason to go and study NC and become a teacher, have no business to continue to stay on the payroll. So the state government has to take a bold decision, a decision even if it will hurt certain set of people that has the potential of renewing the hope of education at the lower level has to be taken. Remove those people, create a space for young and energetic people who are well-trained in our various colleges of education to take over and then teach those kids accordingly.
Okay. So what could be done to settle everyone since government is saying they retain them because of insecurity?
The government can choose to retain them probably by sending them to other departments where they can help. But they have no business staying on the LEA payroll. The payroll has to be cleansed. I don't have an issue government retaining them if they choose to post them to another department to contribute their quota.
That was Abubakar M. Karito, a public affairs analyst. Although the Borno state government has provided reasons why these civil servants are being paid low salaries, the inadequacy of the pay remains an issue of concern to many Nigerians. And this is where we draw the curtain on this episode. Do not forget that you can listen to or download this and other episodes of Nigeria Daily on Buzzsprout.com, DailyTrust.com, TrustRadio.com.ng, and on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcast, and Spotify by searching for Nigeria Daily. You can also listen to the program on a number of FM stations close to you. For sponsorship and advert placement, contact us on 081-055-73735. Thank you for joining us on Nigeria Daily. My name is Umu Selma Ibrahim Adeoye. Bye for now.